Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to our House of Representatives call for Tuesday, February 13th, 2018. Hopefully, if you have somebody you enjoy being with, and you'll have a good Valentine's Day with them tomorrow. I know I'm going to delay mine until probably Friday. We're going to go up to Mount Hood, which is real close to where I live. My youngest son's getting married in May, so we got to check some stuff up there that they're going to be getting married in May, and we need to just see what the facilities are like up there, what we need to do, and housing and lodging, that kind of thing. So anyway, enough of the stuff that I got to do this week, and tonight we're going to go ahead and have our normal call. We'll have the Senate join up with us in just a minute or two. But before we do that, we're going to open with prayer, and then after that, we'll do our roll, and then we'll bring the Senate in pretty quick thereafter. So as we get started, does somebody want to open us up in prayer tonight?
This is Representative Mark Binder. I'd be happy to do that.
All right, you have the floor.
Thank you. Almighty God, tonight we are mindful of what our Father of the Re-Inhabited Republic sacrificed. We are deeply moved by the absence of our first president of the Re-Inhabited Republic, James Timothy Turner. We have appealed to the courts of heaven, O God, and await justice to be done. But we know that you are the Lord of righteousness. There is no one higher for us to go to. Request that justice be done as in Psalms 82, O God. And that reads, God stands up to open heaven's court to pronounce his judgment on the judges. How long will you judges refuse to listen to the evidence? How long will you shower special favors on the wicked? Give fair judgment to the poor man, the afflicted, the fatherless, the destitute. Rescue the poor and needy from the grasp of evil men. But you are so foolish and ignorant, because you are in darkness, all the foundations of society are shaken to the core. I have called you all gods, not the small g, and sons of the Most High. But in death, you are mere men. You will fall as any prince, for all must die. Stand up, O God, and judge the earth, for all of it belongs to you. All nations are in your hands. You are the only one that has the power and authority to bring those who are unlawfully held against their will in a prison for profit to freedom, O God of the living, and to bring those who are responsible for these egregious acts to justice. May the wicked trade places with the righteous ones in prison because it was convenient to put them there. At the power of your command, O God, you can make it so. Make it so according to your will. We ask this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. Senate admin is online. I've communicated with him. Hopefully we'll be bringing them in just in a moment. But before we do that, let's go ahead and do a roll call, and I'll go ahead and yield to Liz to do that for us.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Mike Ackerman.
Representative Ackerman of Colorado is present.
Thank you. Representative Andrew Phil.
Andrew is present.
Thank you. Representative Mark Binder.
Representative Mark Binder is present. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Charlie Alfaro. Representative Joseph Goodman. Representative Doug Reed.
Doug Reed is present.
Thank you. Representative Robin Cox.
Representative Robin Cox is present.
Thank you. Representative John Rockwell.
Present.
Representative David Schmidt from Wisconsin is present.
Thank you. Mr. Speaker, I have seven representatives representing seven states, and I yield. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Liz, for doing our roll call for tonight. It looks like the Senate is in their prayer now. We'll go ahead and see if we'll bring them in and see if they're ready to go, and that way we can get our call started and have David Hurtler come on with
Joe Gates, every state present.
I guess they are just in their role here real quick, so we'll let them finish up. And what I was going to say is I'll go ahead and have another good teaching from David Hertler tonight about the final address that President George Washington gave, and we're going to be continuing this for the next several weeks to really thoroughly go over it, because there's a lot of good information that he had in his final address for us. And I just, and David agrees, thinks that we need to really spend some time on that to go over it and glean all the good information that we can go ahead and get out of that document, because we just need to know what the founding fathers basically, how they set up this country. And this is a good document to work on. The Senate is here with us now. How are you doing tonight?
Senate's doing well, Mr. Speaker. We have four senators tonight joining the House for this training. We look forward to it. I yield.
All right. Thank you very much, Senator Adams. And I'll go ahead and yield as well to David Hertler to get our education started tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And welcome, Senate. Welcome, Senate Admin Adams from the great state of Wisconsin. And you find senators and all your representatives again tonight, and everybody in the gallery tonight, whether it's by recording or live. I'm glad that you're on the call, and we're going through Washington's farewell address of 1796. And we're going to get started here right away, and I'm going to hope you got everything ready for me, that you got the outline in front of you, that you even have the words, the definition of words, and the main text. So I'm going to start. I'm on page, actually it's page 5 I'm on in my outline, on the text. But I want to go to the outline. I want to start with B. That would be Roman numeral 4, and then we're going to B. I actually read this last week. So B says, Washington warns against parties, baneful effects. Okay. Number one, leads to the absolute power of an individual. Two, discourage and restrain the spirit of party. Three, leads to jealousies and false alarms. Four, animosity of one part against another can lead to riot and insurrection. Number six, opens door to foreign influence and corruption. And seven, it is a spirit not to be encouraged. I have a little bit of a cough. I'm going with a cough drop right now, and I know I can get through this thing, so bear with me here, if you will. Okay, so we're going to get into it now, starting with Roman numeral 4, B1, the alternate denomination of one faction over another, sharpened by the spirit of revenge, natural of party dissension, which in different ages and countries has perpetrated. Perpetrated is to be guilty of bringing something about, committed the most horrid enormities, is itself a frightful disposition. But this leads, at length to a more formal and permanent disposition. The disorders and miseries which result gradually incline the minds of men to seek security and repose in the absolute power of an individual. And sooner or later, the chief of some prevailing faction, more able or more fortunate than his competitors, turns this disposition to the purposes of his own elevation on the ruins of public liberty. I'm going to repeat that. We start back at the alternate denomination of one faction over another, sharpened by the spirit of revenge, natural to party dissension, which in different ages and countries has perpetrated the most horrid enormities, is itself a frightful disposition, or despotism, I should say, despotism. But this leads at length to a more formal and permanent despotism. Despotism despotism would be controlling its tyranny. The disorders and miseries which result gradually incline the minds of men to seek security and repose in the absolute power of an individual. And sooner or later, the chief of some prevailing faction, more able or more fortunate than his competitors, turns this disposition to the purposes of his own elevation on the ruins of public liberty. Need some comments on this paragraph.
This is Representative David Schmidt from Wisconsin requesting the floor, please.
And Representative Schmidt, you have the floor.
That's exactly what's happening in Washington, D.C. and at the state levels and everywhere else. You have individuals that are absolute power hungry. You're cunning, ambitious, and principled men and women that are way too powerful for their own good. And with that, I yield.
Thank you, Representative Schmidt. Need some more comments. Let's get involved tonight.
Mr. Representative Mark Binder, may I have the floor?
Yes, Mark Binder from the great state of Iowa. Representative Binder, you have the floor.
Thank you. Sounds like he's warning us that if we don't watch the party system and keep that take care of that and not allow it to come about, he's telling me if you don't, then probably you're going to have a tyranny of some type, whether it be the party system or a person. And I yield. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Binder. I got a question for you. So you're in Congress, and you see somebody, you could tell by the way they're talking, you're getting a coffee together with this person, the guy's complaining, you just could tell that this guy, he's just not right, he's not on the same plane, there's something wrong. Your discernment is keen about this guy. Now, what do you do? How do you straighten a guy out like that? Are you going to just have a good day? Is that what you're going to say to him? Or are you going to have two or three people, not gang up on him, but try to reason with him? This is what we need to do. I mean, I'm asking you, are you willing? Are you bold enough? I'm challenging. Are you bold enough? Because we have to stay in unity. When we're in Congress and we're doing our job, we have to stay in unity. And so I'm challenging you, what are you guys going to do when you see something come up that you don't like? The guy's off. So I don't know if anybody wants to comment on what I just said or wants to comment on what I just read. I yield.
This is Representative Mark Binder. May I have the floor?
Yes, go ahead, Representative Binder.
All right, well, right is wrong, and wrong is, right, there's right and there's wrong. And if the person is wrong, as far as government is concerned, as far as the Constitution is concerned, then it's probably because they're not wise to what's going on. They don't know. They're parroting something that somebody else said or something that they grew up with or something like that. And we need to work with facts. Because if we don't work with facts, we're going to be a hopeless, lost group of people. We have to deal with facts and rules, and we're just going to have to set this guy straight. Test the waters a little bit, see how far he doesn't see what he doesn't know, and maybe try to plant a seed and maybe tell him if he's dead wrong, he's dead wrong, and tell him why and show him why. And that's about all I can think of. I've got to yield.
I love it. Love good comment. Anyone else?
This is Representative Ackerman of Colorado. May I have the floor?
From the great state of Colorado, Representative Ackerman, you have the floor.
This really takes us right back to the beginning of our country with Washington and all that group. They were dealing with the same problem. They were quickly falling into groups that could at least agree on something, and then pulling apart, and that was the beginning of the party system that we ended up with. And we were warned against that. We were warned that we should remember that we are trying to speak as individuals in the union of our states. And it's so easy to fall into factions and start fighting against each other, and that's what they did not want to happen. They wanted everybody to present their ideas, speak as an individual coming from an individual state, and try to work out what was best for the country as a whole. And if we're not careful, we're going to still fall into the same morass that our forefathers did. We've got to remember that we are speaking as an individual with our individual ideas to determine what is best for the country as a whole without falling into factional conflicts. And so we just got to remember this lesson. Let's not repeat the same mistake that was done 200 years ago. And I yield.
Thank you very much. I think what I want to just touch on, I touched on it when I closed last week. I'm going to just touch on frame of reference. And do you see, while we go ahead here, we're going to the next paragraph, but do you see how valuable it is to be able to work alongside of people that have the fear of the Lord in their hearts? You rule in justice, but you rule in the fear of God. And if you're with people doing Congress work, wouldn't it be great to know that you can, hey, can I take your hand? Let's pray. Wouldn't it be great that you wouldn't be offended if one of your colleagues came up to you and said, hey, let's pray about this issue. So you can see how important it is to be on the same spiritual wavelength in order to get the job done. Okay, let's move on to B2. In the outline, it was discourage and restrain the spirit of party from the outline. Okay, in that paragraph, it says, without looking forward to an extremity of this kind, which nevertheless ought not be entirely out of sight, the common and continued mischief of the spirit of party are sufficient to make it the interest and duty of a wise people to discourage and restrain it. How about that? Looking for one or two comments. Let me read it again. Without looking forward to an extremity of this kind, which nevertheless ought not be entirely out of sight, the common and continued mischiefs of the spirit of party are sufficient to make it the interest and duty of a wise people to discourage and restrain it. If I go to the outline again, this is about discourage and restrain the spirit of the party. Comment. How about the Senate? How about just one little comment from the Senate? Anyone?
Good job, David.
Okay.
That's your
okay.
One comment.
All right. Thank you. All right. So anybody in the House?
This is Representative David Schmidt from Wisconsin requesting the floor.
You saved me. You saved me. Representative Schmidt, go ahead. You have the floor.
Well, that's observing the political parties of Great Britain. You know, they were totally corrupt, and they didn't want a repeat of what was going on in the British Parliament, and what that yield.
Right. Well said. Well said. Okay, I'm going on now to B3, and I'm going to go back to the outline. This one's about leads to jealousies and false alarms. So here I go. It serves always to distract the public councils and enfeeble the public administration. It agitates the community with ill-founded jealousies and false alarms. Kindles the animosity. Let's look up animosity. Bitter hostility and hatred. Kindles the bitter hostility and hatred of one part against another. Foments occasionally riot and insurrection. I'm going to read those first three lines again. It serves also to distract the public councils and enfeeble the public administration. It agitates the community with ill-founded jealousies and false alarms. Kindles the animosity of one part against another. Foments occasionally riot and insurrection. It opens the door to foreign influence and corruption. How interesting is that? It opens the door to foreign influence and corruption, which finds a facilitated access to the government itself through the channels of party passion. Thus, the policy and the will of one country are subjected to the policy and will of another. I think it warrants reading again. Going up to the top, it serves always to distract the public councils and enfeeble the public administration. It agitates the community with ill-founded jealousies and false alarms. Kindles the animosity of one part against another, foments occasionally riot and insurrection. It opens the door to foreign influence and corruption, which finds a facilitated access to the government itself through the channels of party passion. Thus, the policy and the will of one country are subjected to the policy and will of another. Is that what's going on? Is that what's been going on in Washington, D.C., what we're reading here? Any comments on this?
This is Representative David Schmidt from Wisconsin requesting the floor, please.
From Wisconsin, Representative Schmidt, you have the floor.
Well, jealousies and false alarms. We have gridlock in Congress. Everybody, you know, basically everything, you know, on party lines. You know, you vote according to how the party votes. See a lot of that. Then you move up to animosity of one party against another. Think Black Lives Matter and all these other Democrat, liberal, terrorist groups that are raising insurrection and treason against America. Then we move up to foreign influence and corruption. That kind of reminds me of the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah. Okay.
And then that there, and then you have policy and will of one country. Well, you have one nation that is a military economic superpower that can impose its will upon other nations. And with that, a yield.
Very good. Very good. Okay. Any more comments here?
This is Representative Mark Binder. May I have the floor?
Yeah, you have the floor, Representative Binder.
Thank you. Sounds like Mr. Washington is trying to tell us that parties cause division, division causes conflict, conflict causes special interests, and you know, corporations and everybody else to get involved, and really all we needed to do was to have a government for the people, and the parties take away the government for the people because they address special interests and not the people as a whole. And there you go. Thank you.
Thank you very well. Very well said. Any other comments? We're moving right along here. Okay. If we flip the page, I'm going to page 6. I don't know where you guys are at, but we're going to number 7.
It is a spirit not to be encouraged. That's from my outline. It is a spirit not to be encouraged. Okay, going from the top, there is an opinion that parties in free countries are useful checks upon the administration of the government and serve to keep alive the spirit of liberty. This, within certain limits, is probably true. And in governments of a monarchical caste, patriotism may look with indulgence, if not with favor, upon the spirit of party. But in those of the popular character, in governments purely elective, it is a spirit not to be encouraged. From their natural tendencies, it is certain there will always be enough of that spirit for every solitary purpose. And there being constant danger of excess, the effort ought to be by force of public opinion to mitigate and assuage it. Let's look up mitigate. Mitigate is to make less severe or intense or weaken. And they, am I pronouncing that right? A sausage? Help me on this.
I would say assuage.
Okay, say it again, Mark.
Assuage.
Okay.
Like
that means
assuage only with an A.
Okay. Assuage. Make less burdensome or painful. Relieve. Okay. So I'm going to read that sentence over again. In there being constant danger of excess, the effort ought to be by force of public opinion to mitigate and assuage it. I like that better, assuage it. A fire not to be quenched, it demands a uniform vigilance. If I go to vigilance, it says alert, watchfulness, watchfulness. To prevent its bursting into flame, lest instead of warming, it should consume. Let's read it again. Go with me now. There is an opinion that parties in free countries are useful checks upon the administration of the government served to keep alive the spirit of liberty. This, within certain limits, is probably true. And in governments of monarchical caste, patriotism may look with indulgence, if not with favor, upon the spirit of party. But in those of the popular character in governments purely elective, it is a spirit not to be encouraged. Let's comment on that. Let's comment on that. Right there. Let's stop right there. Let's read that again. There is an opinion that parties in free countries are useful checks upon the administration of the government and serve to keep alive the spirit of liberty. Okay, this within certain limits is probably true. And in governments of monarchical caste, patriotism may look with indulgence, if not with favor, upon the spirit of party. But in those of the popular character, in governments purely elective, it is a spirit not to be encouraged. Who wants to comment on that?
This is Representative David Schmidt from Wisconsin. Requesting the floor, please.
You have the floor, Representative Schmidt.
Well, I think they're talking about the British government, because in at the time of 1796, he still had the Parliament, but the King George III still had a fair amount of power as the king. So he was able to wield, a fair amount of power, and I think they're trying to reference the fact that the political parties in Britain are there to try to keep the king in check, and not in chess either. Yeah, with that, I yield the floor.
Thank you, Representative Mark Binder from the great state of Iowa. What say you on this matter?
I say Representative Schmidt is exactly right for the first part, But then where it says that in those of the popular character and governments purely elective, it is a spirit not to be encouraged. Since we have an elective government, they're saying that it's not to be encouraged in a free government, a republic. But if it's not a republic, then the spirit of the party could be the only medium that the people have to have any kind of a chance or a power. And there you
go. Very good, both of you. Very good. Does anyone else have comments on this?
This is Representative David Schmidt from Wisconsin requesting a report, please.
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
I concur with, totally 100% concur with Representative Binder on that part of it, because, you know, the United States is basically elective government, and with that, a yield.
All right. Then I'm going to pick it up in the next sentence. It says, from their natural tendency, it is certain there will always be enough of that spirit for every solitary purpose. And there being constant danger of excess, the effort ought to be by force of public opinion to mitigate and assuage it. A fire not to be quenched, it demands a uniform vigilance to prevent its bursting into a flame, lest instead of warming, it should consume. How about that? From their natural tendency, go ahead.
Oh, this is Representative David Schmidt from Wisconsin requesting a report, please.
Yeah, go ahead.
But in this case, the fire to create political parties never should have been ignited in the first place. And with that, a yield.
Very good. Any more comments on this? And there being a constant danger of excess. Yes, go ahead, Representative Ackman.
To sum up everything that's being said here, if we allow ourselves to fall into factions, parties, or whatever you want to call that, it leads to everybody jumping on one bandwagon or another, trying to get something they want accomplished. And what they're saying here is that we will be much clearer-minded and stronger if we continue to look upon what we're thinking as individuals. And instead of looking for somebody else to support us by saying the same thing, and we end up falling into groups, cliques, whatever you want to call that, so that you only have a choice between this group and their ideas or that group and their ideas, instead of everybody putting in their individual thought and letting the entire body come up with a decision as to what the best answer is to the problem, where you have everybody speaking as an individual and giving their individual thoughts, as opposed to, are we Republican or Democrat, or something like that. And I yield.
All right, thank you. We're going to tackle number 5, Roman numeral 5, A, B, and C right now. I'm going to my outline. The spirit of encroachment. A leads to a real despotism. B, there is a necessity of reciprocal checks in the exercise of political power. And C, if a problem arises, correct it by an amendment, not by usurpation. Okay, so here we go now. Starting at the top, it is important, likewise, that the habits of thinking in a free country should inspire caution in those entrusted with an administration to confine themselves within their respective constitutional spheres, avoiding in the exercise of the powers of one department to encroach upon another. And if I look up encroach, I find to advance beyond proper limits or intrude. one department to encroach upon the other. The spirit of encroachment tends to consolidate the powers of all the departments in one, and thus to create whatever the form of government, a real despotism. A just estimate of that love of power and proneness to abuse it, which predominates in the human heart, is sufficient to satisfy us to the truth of this position. The necessity of reciprocal checks in the exercise of political power by dividing and distributing it into different depositaries and constituting each the guardian of the public weal. Weal is the welfare of the community, or welfare. You lost me? Okay.
David, you're fine.
You hear me?
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay, I've dropped off my headset, so you're not going to hear me quite as well. Okay, so I'm at wheel against invasions by the others. Can you hear me all right?
Yes.
Yeah, you're fine. Okay. You're fine.
All right. Has been invinced. Okay, invinced to show clearly or convincingly demonstrated. Okay. Invented by experiments ancient and modern, some of them in our country and under our own eyes. Okay, I'm going to stop at eyes. And I'm going back to the top because we're going to stop right there and we're going to go back to the top. It is important, likewise, that the habits of thinking in a free country should inspire caution in those entrusted with its administration to confine themselves with their respective constitutional spheres. Excuse me. Avoiding in the exercise of the powers of one department to encroach upon another. Excuse me. The spirit of encroachment tends to consolidate the powers of all the departments in one, and thus to create whatever the form of government, a real despotism, a just estimate of that love of power, and proneness to abuse it, which predominates in the human heart, is sufficient to satisfy us of the truth of this position. The necessity of reciprocal checks in the exercise of political power by dividing and distributing it into different depositaries and constituting each the guardian of the public weal against invasions by the others has been invented by experiments ancient and modern, some of them in our country and under our own eyes. I'm looking for comments.
Representative Binder.
It seems to me like he's talking about the three branches of government in our republic, and they have the checks and balances, and if you don't have that, then you have the will of other people, and they want to get more power, and it becomes a big battle instead of going by the rule of law and having three branches of government to, check them, keep themselves in check. And there you go, thank you.
Very good. Very good. Representative Schmidt.
Yeah, otherwise kind of piggyback off of what Representative Binder says, you can add on also that the judges are legislating from the bench, so they're encroaching into the legislative branch. And with that, I yield.
Let me just share with you what I got in front of me here now. Listen to this sentence. Piggybacking on what you guys said.
Thomas Jefferson has been credited with warning how the judicial branch of government would usurp the authority of the executive and legislative branches of government and turn the country into a, are you ready? A judicial dictatorship. He warned that this was going to happen. And he's the same president, he's the same guy that brought up the ideas when he was away, when they put the Constitution together and he was away, okay? I believe he was in France. When he was away, he was dead set against putting judges in the judicial branch without term limits. Why wasn't there term limits put on judges? Why did they put that through? Jefferson was dead against what they did. And here he's saying, he's saying that it's going to happen, that the judicial branch is going to end up into a dictatorship. We're finding that even in this corporation, are we not? The judiciary, the Supreme Court, if you will, in this corporation, they, you know, what they do with Roe v. Wade, right? Okay, and what did they do with same-sex marriage, right? You know, who are they? Who are these people? Where is Congress? they took an oath to the ironclad oath, right? Are they representing the people? So, you know, in what you guys are saying, I agree right on. What they wanted to do, these Luciferians, what they wanted to do is they wanted to downplay the government, they wanted to downplay the Constitution, they wanted to downplay the checks and balances. they didn't want anything to do with accountability between those three branches of government. And guess what? We have to have checks and balances. We have to have accountability. Why? Because that protects the rights of the people. Accountability in government protects the rights of the people. Okay. Picking it up. Any more comments going up to the word I?
Does Representative David Schmidt request the floor, please?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering if you get a chance, I was wondering if you email that quote you just said by Thomas Jefferson. I really would appreciate that. Thanks. And with that, you can help.
All right. Anyone else? Okay. Starting with, to preserve them must be as necessary as to institute them. If in the opinion of the people, the distribution of modification of the constitutional powers be in any particular wrong, let it be corrected by an amendment in the way which the Constitution designates. But let there be no change by usurpation. I guess that would be repugnant, would it not? For though this, in one instance, may be the instrument of good, it is the customary weapon by which free governments are destroyed. The precedent, I think we know what precedent means. Let me tell you what it means. Precedent is an act used as an example in future such situations. The precedent must always greatly overbalance the permanent evil and partial of transient benefit. And look up transient, passing away with time, or temporary benefit, which the use can at any time yield. I'm going to read that again, starting with to preserve. To preserve them must be as necessary as to institute them. If in the opinion of the people, the distribution or modification of the constitutional powers be in any particular wrong, let it be corrected by an amendment in the way which the Constitution designates. But let there be no change by usurpation. For though this, in one instance, may be the instrument of good, it is the customary weapon by which free governments are destroyed. The precedent must always greatly overbalance the permanent evil
and partial or transit benefit, which the use can in any time yield. I need some comments.
This is Representative David Schmidt from Wisconsin.
You have the floor.
Yep, thank you. But I think one of the biggest usurpations that comes to mind right now would be like the Federal Reserve Act, which took the authority to issue money away from Congress and the Treasury to private bankers. And when you look at it there, that should have been done. You know, that required a constitutional amendment to change the authority, but yet they chose not to do it that way. They went by usurpation, and with that, a yield.
Yeah, it was the best Congress money could buy. H.J.R. 192, June 5th, 1933. Very good.
David, I was going back to the Federal Reserve Act when it was passed in 1913 is what I was coming back to. But yeah, H.J.R. 192 also is a real good one as well, and plus all the other many evil acts that were done in 1933 as well, and with that a yield.
Yes, yeah. Very good, very good. How about anyone else that wants to contribute to this?
This is Representative Mark Feiner. May I have the floor?
Yes, you may. Go ahead, from the great state of Iowa.
Thank you. Well, once we lost the Republic during the Civil War, and President Lincoln just used the corporate part, and that's a usurpation. And it almost sounds to me like, President Washington was definitely warning us of what could happen. But if you read this and do what he says not to do, it's almost like a manual of how to destroy the country. I just got that little vision there. And so I thought I'd share that with you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. How about Senate? Got anything going over there in the Senate? How about a comment on the whole teaching tonight? We went through quite a bit. Going once?
Senate,
going twice?
The Senate's pretty
yes,
quiet tonight.
Okay. All right. I received that. Okay, so when we pick it up on the February 20th, we are going to be at Roman numeral, I guess according to mine, it's 7A. And we'll pick it up there on the 20th of February. I'm asking if there's any more comments. Okay, with that, Mr. Speaker, I yield back to you, sir.
All right. Thank you very much, David, for the good teaching tonight. As always, you know how to bring the finer points out of what you're going through. Appreciate that. Any closing comments from the Senate before we separate tonight?
No, sir, nothing from here. Senators, last chance. Nope, I guess that's it from the Senate.
All right, sounds good. We'll let you go for tonight, and we'll catch you on Tuesday the 20th, which is next Tuesday. Enjoy your week.
Absolutely. You also, Mr. Speaker. Thank you very much, and thank you, David.
You're welcome, sir.
All right. Anybody have any closing comments for tonight?
This is Representative David Schmidt from Wisconsin requesting the floor, please.
Yes, you have the floor.
Yep. Thank you, David, for a good teaching tonight. And I think it really covers a lot of ground about political parties. And with that, I yield.
Thank you. Thanks for all of your input tonight, and you as well, Representative Binder, and from the great state of Colorado, Representative Ackerman. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. It's just a pleasure. I'm thrilled that I can be part of this teaching and be part of you guys. It's awesome. I'm honored. With that, of you.
This is Representative David Schmidt from Wisconsin requesting the floor real quick, please.
Yeah,
yep, you have the floor.
Yep, thank you. But otherwise, I think you can go on. Back in about 2004, I was at a stamp show, and one stamp dealer had some old cartoons from the 19th century, you know, 1870s, 80s, 90s, right around there, two political magazines called Puck and Judge magazines. And these are some really good cartoons, and you can tell that they had freedom of the press back then. And I think I've been looking on eBay. I think you can pick up some of those magazines at eBay. So just so you know. And with that, you have the floor.
Anybody else?
This is Doug Reed from Nebraska. May I have the floor briefly?
Yes, you have the floor.
It all rings true. I yield.
Amen.
The key word being your ring, right? Yes, you have the floor.
I just wanted to comment that I've just been amazed at how I see the different sections of government, the legislative, judicial, executive, how the judicial has tried to encroach upon the legislative and executive, and how the executive has tried to encroach upon the legislative branches, and I could see such parallels in our current situation in the nation, in our nation right now, and I'm just appalled at how we didn't realize that all this was destroying our nation. I yield.
Yeah, it's pretty evident now what it's doing. It's for sure. Anybody else? Well, if not, I'd definitely entertain a motion for us to adjourn tonight if somebody would like to do that.
This is Representative David Schmidt from Wisconsin making the motion to adjourn until Tuesday, February 20th at 8 p.m. Central. With that, a yield.
This is Representative Robin Cox. I second that.
All right. Thank you very much. We have a motion on the floor to adjourn tonight and reconvene next Tuesday, the 20th. All in favor say aye.
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 And is there anybody opposed? All right, it looks like the ayes have it. We'll go ahead and stand adjourned tonight. And before we go our separate ways, does somebody want to close us in prayer tonight?
This is Representative Robin Cox. I'd be happy to do that.
All right, you have the floor.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for what we have learned. And we ask that you would cover each and every one of us with the blood of Jesus Christ. Excuse me, I'm on the road here. I just have to stop. Hold on. And we just pray the blood of Jesus Christ over each and every one of us. We ask that you'd protect us, and we ask that you'd bring us back safely to the next meeting on the 20th. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. All right.
Good night,
thanks, everybody, for being here tonight, and we'll catch you next Tuesday.
Hey, how's it going?
Super. Yep, good night, everyone.
Happy Valentine's Day.
My license plate light's not working. Oops.
Oh.